Be tuning in today. Here we are, the 11th day of March 2022, and we are glad to be here with you, and hopefully you're glad to be here too. So let's go open up with some news here. We start the program tonight. Have some good things to share with you tonight a little bit. So, but first, let's do some news here. Ready to spend and waste more money, the Senate passes a $1.5 trillion government funding bill to avoid shutdown, which includes nearly $14 billion for aid to Ukraine, Well, amid the Russian invasion. Oh, really? Well, what are you? How many billion are you helping the United States with since you're raising the gas through the roof? Yeah, now the legislation is heading to Biden's desk for his signature and approval. But, yeah, just print some more dollars. Weaken the dollar even more. Keep printing those dollars, right? And to our, to your own country's demise, yeah. Putin enlists 16,000 Middle Eastern soldiers and mercenaries to fight in Ukraine. Russia announces volunteers from abroad will fight. Yeah, well, they're going to fight too. So, coming from the Middle East. Yeah, they want to, while Russia is strengthening its border against NATO, of course, North Atlantic Treaty Association or whatever they call it. Anyway, seeking to talk to the dead, Jenna Bush Hager sobs as Hollywood medium connects her with her late great-grandfather, George H.W. Bush. In other words, this is the daughter of former President George Bush, George W. Bush, and this is her grandfather, George H.W. Bush, telling her former president, George H.W., didn't suffer before his death and was in charge of the time when he passed away. He had timed his own death, really. And a medium's telling her that. And she believes it and just weeping away like, oh, she's just getting the truth about everything. Yeah, right. And he also connected her with some of her other family members, in-law family members. And also she asked if she was going to have another child and said he didn't see any. I mean, this is nothing but witchcraft, okay? Occultism. Yeah, beware who consults with a witch. You're cursing yourself, right? That's what's going on. So why are you doing that, lady? You either just plain ignorant or you just, you know, you're not in the right place, obviously, with God. You ought to be consulting into witchcraft and occultism. Only 4% of Christian parents today have a biblical worldview of things, and the poll finds that children of Christians are spiritually disadvantaged today because of their parents not having a biblical worldview, not having a correct worldview on life. Yeah. Well, if the parents don't get it right, it's going to be difficult for the children to get it right. The popular Canadian megachurch pastor, yeah, 57-year-old Bruxy Cavey, who led the meeting house, with multiple campuses in Ontario, resigned this week. At the core of these allegations against him, there is truth, he said. He had an extramarital affair with another woman several years ago, and he described the affair as my greatest failure and my darkest sin. And he has repented and is going for psychotherapy. Really, what he needs is deliverance, not psychotherapy, but, you know, but so many Christians just don't understand, do they? My. Anyway, he needs deliverance, and since he has repented, he needs to get deliverance, not psychotherapy. That's not going to get rid of the lust spirits. That's not going to get rid of the adultery spirits. Yeah. Biden ordered the government to investigate the risk and benefits of cryptocurrency. And he wants the creation of a digital dollar with the world increasingly going cashless, right? So what's going to happen when we go cashless? Well, guess where we're headed, right? Cashless, mark of the beast, can't buy or sell. Unlimited monitoring of all your purchases. You can do anything at all anonymously. Everything will be tracked. Everything will be taken note of. So cashless, you can't buy or sell without the mark. That's where it's headed to, ultimately. And if they can get rid of cash, then obviously they can certainly get you monitored. And if you're not marked, you won't be buying or selling, right? Because the cashless society, the cryptocurrency, the digital currency, that is totally monitored. And so, moving on. Searches, according to Google for a nuclear war have reached to the highest level in the entire history of their Google search engine. That's right. People are afraid of nuclear war. They're all searching it out and just living in stress and fear, right? Thinking it's just all going to come to an end. After all, the AOC said there were nobody going to be around here much longer, and the world is going to come to an end. Right. Well, the world as she knows it is going to come to an end. Jesus is coming back. Food price index hits an all-time high in February and up 24% from 1 year ago, and it's going higher. Gas, of course, you know it's going higher. We've seen over at $4 a gallon right here in Montana, some places over $4. The highest I've seen this week was $4.19 a gallon here in Montana. So I know it's really high in California, almost $7, or I think it might have gone over $7 someplace today. So what are people going to do? Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? Prepare for gas theft. I was talking to a mechanic. He reminded me that way back when Obama Nation was in office, people would drill holes in the gas tank and steal the fuel out of the people's fuel tank. The gases had gone up so high during his reign of terror. Yeah. So you might want to watch your car, because that's probably going to be happening again before this is all over, as gas keeps going up. More than 66% of fully vaccinated Israelis now are suffering adverse reactions to the vaccine. Yeah, and while the data proves that the vax is a bioweapon, yeah, it's been proven to be a bioweapon. As if we didn't know that already, but anyway, well, that's the vax, not just the COVID. Ukrainian President Zelensky is tied to Klaus Schwab, Justin Trudeau, and other global elites. Well, why is that any wonder? Yeah. That's right. Not and now they're putting out the new scare by the globalists, Deltacron, new variant. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that's the news today. Thank you, Jesus, that we're in your hands, Lord. Everything's going to be all right in Jesus' hands. But, man, if you don't have Jesus, look out. These are terrible, perilous times for the people of the earth without Jesus. And with Jesus, hey, we're facing things too. Now we better get closer to him and get ready. Get ready for all the things that are happening in the earth and will happen in the days ahead. All right. Well, welcome to the program here. We're done with the news for tonight. Now we're going to go ahead and pray, open up the program in prayer tonight and ask God to bless you and bless the program and anything else that puts on my heart to pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for another opportunity to share your word with people tonight and the good news and the powerful news of your word and what you will do for your children who believe in you, Father. And I just confess, I believe in you, Lord. I believe in your word. And I believe that you work miracles, signs, and wonders today, and great deliverances as well. And I thank you for all of those being in our lives, Father. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders, and deliverances, healings. Yes, the working of miracles. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that we believe that. We believe your word, Father. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you care about us. We thank you that you care about our homes, our family, our children, our grandchildren, whatever it may be you have. We thank you that you believe in all of that. So may the Lord bless your family, bless your children, bless your grandchildren, great-grandchildren for some, and minister to all of them and bring them into the house of faith, the house of God, if they're not there right now. But they will be in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for preparing us to be the people you want us to be, Lord. Lord, I know you have a calling on each of us to do something in this life. We're all here for a purpose. None of us are here for no reason. So, Lord, you brought us here at this time, and you have a purpose. Lord, I thank you for revealing your purpose to people who don't know their purposes, Lord. Thank you for revealing us the truths of your word, the truths and realities of the kingdom, Father. Thank you that we have ears to hear and eyes to see. Thank you, Lord, we're hearing what the Spirit is saying. We're listening to the Holy Ghost, listening to the voice of the Spirit. Father, thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from demons, Father, and all the power of the enemy, the wicked one. Thank you for letting us see the traps of the wicked one and not be ignorant of the devices of darkness, but we will be aware of what he's doing and what he's about to do and trying to do, Father. We thank you that you reveal things to us, Father. We thank you that we will hear the Spirit of God. We have the mind of Christ. We will know what the Lord is doing and what the enemy is doing. I thank you for that, Father. Thank you that you're revealing these things to your people, Lord, who are listening and who want to know and are seeking your face, Father. And, Lord, we seek your face tonight. We seek you, Lord. We seek the word from heaven, Lord, that you have for us, Lord, individually, Lord, and corporately for all of us, Lord. Thank you for showing us the things that we are going to face in the near future, Father, that we will not be caught by surprise by the enemy's little wicked doings, Father, that we will be forewarned and preparing for whatever the enemy is trying to do, Father. We thank you that we will overcome all the power of darkness as well through you, Lord Jesus, through you, Father God. We thank you for that. And we cover the program tonight with the blood of Jesus. Ask your blessing on the program. Ask your blessing on the people hearing the program, that they will be ministered to, encouraged and strengthened and delivered and set free and grow in grace and truth, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you for the angel of the Lord encamped round about us, Father. Thank you that they've got us. They're taking care of us. They're protecting us. That blessing, bringing the blessing of the Lord to pass in our lives, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we praise you, worship you, glorify you, honor you tonight, Lord. We lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name, every demon, every disease, every sickness, every problem. We lift up that name, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say thank you, Jesus, and amen. Amen in Jesus' name. All right, we're ready for the word now. We're ready to go into the program tonight, into the message, that is, because we're already in the program. The Stings of Stress is the title tonight. The Stings of Stress. We're going to talk about stress, among other things, also being touched by God. And we need a touch right now, right? But things are getting stranger and more perilous every day as we live in these latter days on planet Earth. It gets stranger, more perilous, and so many just sit back and freak out about it all. What can I do about it all? The rising prices. Food is going up. Fuel is going up to insane amounts. Even though the nation has lots of oil available, if those crazy demoncrats would allow the oil to be pumped and processed and moved, but no, they want to just destroy everything. No, they're controlled by demons and devils, indeed, to want to destroy their own nation. Yeah, because they're not for their own nation. They're for the globalists and doing away with a major portion of the population. That's part of the globalist plan, from what I understand. So what is a Christian to do at times like these? How do you cope with all the releasing of evil and evil spirits right now in and upon the earth, in and upon our nation, What do? We could see great darkness falling and arising. And some people are not acting right at all. Some people are just getting all messed up with their beliefs and their understanding of the Word of God. And that's because they don't read the Word of God. A lot of them, that's why they don't get it right. They're not acting right. They're not believing right. Hey, demons are in full manifestation right now. I see nothing is being held back. And so people are getting off base in their beliefs. They're getting off base in what they tolerate and what they think is okay when the Bible clearly tells them it's not okay, but they do it anyway. And they believe it is. In their own mind, they justify their sin. And so what are we going to do? What are we going to do with the Christians that are getting off base? Yeah, people are believing strange and biblically inaccurate doctrines and beliefs. Homosexuality is being accepted by many so-called Christian and church people, religious people. And we see the insanity of evil all around us. If we look, we see. Not hard to see. Not hard to see all that's going on. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to see everything that's happening out there. Hey, it's a different time right now than any of us ever experienced in our lifetime. And we see that digital currency and a cashless society is coming where every purchase will be tracked and traced, as we talked about a minute ago. So what are Christians to do? What is a true Christian to do? Are they to stress out and to let demons have their way with no resistance? Is that what we're to do? Go get loaded on drugs and alcohol and pills? No. Sin like the world and live like the world? No. None of those. There are biblical answers for every age of this world. Every age. The age we're living in right now, there are biblical answers. There's biblical deliverance. There's biblical freedom and liberty. You think Jesus didn't see all this coming? Of course he did. And he has a plan to take the best of care of you and me, each of us. And yet many are not going to walk in the plan of God. Many will stray from the straight and narrow. Many will give in and give up their salvation. But we will look at some of the issues of the day tonight, and we'll deal with stress in a little bit and talk more about that and how to cope with this time we live in. We're going to have to get in touch with our Creator and out of touch with our enemy, right? We don't want him touching us all the time, that devil and his demon. And so I want to talk to you about receiving from God today, because if you don't know how to receive from God, you're in trouble, right? We all need to be able to receive from him. But I want to talk about it on another level, even though. I want to talk about receiving the touch that changes you. We all need change. We all need to be in better condition as we face these end times. And it's not difficult to have a touch from God on our lives, but we're going to have to believe that we can and that we will. In the great Welsh revival in the early 1900s, here's a simple but standard prayer that they prayed. Four prayers. The first thing they prayed, send the Spirit now for Jesus' sake. And the second thing they prayed, send the Spirit powerfully now for Jesus' sake. Number three, send the Spirit more powerfully now for Jesus' sake. And number four, they said, send the Spirit still more powerfully now for Jesus Christ's sake. Yeah, that's good prayers, right? Lord, send the Spirit. Here's some of what happened in some of those meetings from one of the books written about 1914. The manifestation of the power was beyond human management. Oh, hey, when God moves, we can't manage God. When are we going to learn that? Can't control God in the way he shows up? That's one of the first things that he wrote here. I mean, the manifestation of the power was beyond our management. We couldn't manage it. It was beyond human management. That's right. Men and women were mowed down in the spirit. The power of God was so strong, ministers couldn't minister when the cloud of glory came down and filled the place. There was weeping for mercy, repentance, ecstasy of joy, fire descending. Many were speaking in tongues. Many were prophesying. Many were healed. God moved mightily. And he will do it again, too. Yeah, he did it then. You think he's not going to do it again for people who are hungry for him? If you get hungry, he will move for you. But they were hungry. Send the Spirit, send the Spirit, send the Spirit, send the Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord. That's right. We desire it with all of our hearts. That's right. If you don't let the devils and demons talk you out of it, they don't want to move of God. They don't want God poured out on his people, on God's people. Yet we've only barely touched God today. God has so much more to give us, more to change in us, more to fill us up with. But we're going to have to dig deeper. We're going to have to launch out deeper, out into the deep. We're going to have to press in harder, reach up higher. If it's your desire, let's go read our first scripture tonight, Ephesians 3:17. Listen, I tell you, it's more important than ever to stay full of God, full of the Spirit, hungry for him. It's easy to get lukewarm. It's easy to get off track. It's easy to not have a hunger for God and to get sidetracked with all the things of this life, all the distractions that Satan throws your way. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Are you filled with all the fullness of God right now? But God is in our spirit. We need to be fully filled. Amen? There's more. There's more filling. Much more filling. And God wants you to have it. Okay? That's right. He wants you to have more. May dwell in your heart by faith. Notice it said that. May implies permission. Are you giving him permission? Christ may dwell, may rule in our hearts if we let him. You know, a lot of things in the Word are conditional. You believe, you receive, if you allow, if you yield. And it's by faith that he may dwell or rule in your heart, not by stress or fear or unbelief that he dwells and rules in your heart. You need to understand that God is in you according to your faith. And some of your faith have very little, tiny, hard to be found Jesus is in them. That's right. You don't really believe that much. A lot of Christians, their faith is so small. It's so weak. Other than if you have a mixture, Jesus with a whole lot of you in control, or Jesus in the world, no, that's not correct. Those are not correct. There's a bottom line truth here. Jesus is in you and dwells in you by faith. To the degree you operate in faith and believing he is in you, that is the degree you're going to experience the reality of Jesus in your life. The bigger your faith, the larger your concept of Jesus in you is going to be. See? Christ in me, the hope of glory. We get a revelation of that. We need a revelation. We need an understanding. We need more of the Spirit to be poured out in our lives. See? Be filled with the Spirit, the Bible says. Not just a one-time experience. This is ongoing throughout your whole Christian life that you're continually being filled up with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Most Christians fail to rely on God enough because they fail to develop a strong trust in him. They trust more, you know, in the things of the world. Right. Some trust in chariots, but I will trust in the Lord my God, right? Some trust in their automobile, but I will trust in the Lord my God. See, that's it. Yeah. The reason that people fail to develop trust in him is because he's too small in their eyes. Their God is too small. You need to let God be God. who he really is. See, the devil's too big for most, and their God is too small. So Christians easily get overwhelmed by life, by circumstances, by the stresses of life, and they lie. They don't keep their word. They steal. They cheat. They commit adultery, and they fornicate, and they become LGBTQ, and they justify it. And say, well, God won't send me to hell. I won't go to hell. Well, no, God doesn't send you to hell, but you send yourself there. God doesn't send anybody to hell. People send themselves there. People choose how they're going to live their life. Right? Because they don't really believe God is within them. And if we did, we wouldn't do a lot of what we do. If we would just, you know, if we would just let the love of God constrain us. Yes, the love of God will do that. I'll give you scripture for that in just a minute here. But understand this, that most of the time, Jesus will not stop you from doing something wrong or bad or evil. If you want to lie, he'll let you lie. If you want to steal, he'll let you steal. If you want to go fornicate, he'll let you do it. See, he's not made you change your lifestyle because he's not going to overrule your will. See, if you will to go out and fornicate, you will go out and fornicate. If you will to get hooked on porn, you will get hooked on porn. See, it's your choice. God gives us choices. There are a lot of Christians hooked on porn today. There's a lot of Christians struggling in the areas of sexual sin and lust. Ongoing. It doesn't just happen once in a while. They're dealing with it every day of their life. I've ministered to so many bound up in these sexual areas, both male and female. Okay? Oh, yeah. It's sad. But, yeah, these demons have a hold on so many today. So we need to understand that he'll let you do a lot of things. He's not going to just strike you with lightning down, right? No, no. He lets you do it. But a lot of times you get an open door when you're messing around in the devil's territory, and the devil attacks you, right? God isn't hurting you. God's not punishing you or anything like that, but you're just stepping into the devil's territory, so the devil's going to play with you. He's going to mess with you. He's going to cause you trouble. So you're in his territory. He has a right when you go there. But God will change you if you'll yield to him, if you'll yield that will to him. When you begin to say, not my will be done, but yours, Lord, when you begin to live that way, things can begin to happen in your life. Changes can begin to take place, and you can begin to get deliverance and hate those evil things that are happening in your life. Look at verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 5. It says, for the love of Christ draineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for us all, that they which live shall not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which God, but unto him which died for them and rose again. That's what God wants. We live unto him. We live from him, by him, through him. See? Amen. How does his loving you stop you from evil or bad or from living for self? Very simple. You have a big Jesus. Your faith knows he's in you and he's God. And therefore, because of that, you will not. You will not to do those things. And because of your will, in agreement with Jesus' will, because you're living from the mind of Christ, from the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you're not fulfilled lust of flesh. He helps you and changes you to conform to himself and his will. You see that? Oh, yes. Let me read another one here, 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? How do you hook righteousness with unrighteousness? How do you fellowship with the lost? How do you fellowship with darkness when you're living in the light? You can't. You're not on the same wavelength. You're not on the same page. And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Yes, your faith in believing that Jesus dwells in you big time will separate you from the world, from old partners, friends, lifestyle, habits, whatever. And of course, getting deliverance will help. But America lives a life of idolatry. They bow down to the TV, to Hollywood, to money, to people, to doctors, to medical profession, to the food industry. They bow down to materialism, to the spirit of mammon, to the money system, to debt, to the culture, to political correctness, to religious correctness. They say there are people are bowing down to in this day. But the temple of God has no agreement with idols, the Bible says, with idolatry. We have no agreement with devils, in other words. So if you're agreeing with devils, then you're not walking right. Because the Bible says the temple of God has no agreement with idols. None. So why are you agreeing with this world system, the idolatry of this world? Why? We need to have one God and believe and live like it's so. Not other gods before him. And you want to press in and have a move of God in your life? Well, let me just share five things here that can help you go in. Number one, if you want to have a move of God in your life, you want to have a personal outpouring in your life, believe God. Let faith arise in you. How? Well, it's real simple, okay? Believe the word of God. Yeah. How big is your Jesus, right? How big is that hope of glory in you? So believe him. He's real. He's not some make-believe God. He's not just some thing on a TV screen, fantasy God. No, he's more real than any of that. And secondly, open your ears. Open your ears. I want to read Ezekiel. Scripture in Ezekiel for this one. You go over there if you're looking these up. Ezekiel 33. I'll read verse 31 and 32. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as thy people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they will hear thy words, but they do them not. They do them not. That's how a lot of Christians are today. They're hearers of the word, but they're not doers. They're hearers of the word, but they don't do it, and they're self-deceived. They're walking around in self-deception. But if you've really heard, you're going to act accordingly. Listening with no action proves me and proves to God that you haven't heard him. Because if you hear him, there's going to be action. Faith without action is dead. Faith without work is dead. That means faith without action is dead. And thirdly, know that you don't earn it. It's not by your goodness or your righteousness or your badness, but by grace, not by how much you sin and how much you don't sin it, but by grace and faith in that grace. See? And number four, become expectant. Live a life of expectancy. We need to, each time we pray, begin to just live in expectancy. We're expecting that prayer answered. It's expected. I mean, it's just like, hey, that's just a done deal. Each time we come to church or to fellowship with other believers, we expect. Each time we hear a godly message, expect. Wherever we're at, we need to expect God to show up, Jesus to show himself. We should simply live a life of expectancy day by day, moment by moment. Jesus is going to do something. Jesus is going to do something. Jesus is going to show up. Jesus is going to show up in my life. Jesus is going to do mighty things in my life. Jesus is going to do mighty things through me. Amen. I'm living in expectancy daily. Expectancy, expectancy, expectancy. Expecting Jesus to show up, expecting the move of God, expecting the Spirit of God to move. And number five, when God moves, receive his touch. Receive his move. Learn to receive what God freely gives, even if it's contrary to what you are used to having. Really, God may not always come in the way you expect it. See? But it nevertheless, it is Jesus. You test the spirit and you know it's Jesus, but you just didn't like it that way. You didn't want it that way. You had a preconceived notion of how God's going to show up. Jesus doesn't do it that way all the time. Jesus may have done it that way in the past one time or two times, but hey, it doesn't mean he's going to do it this time that way. Hey, just let him do it the way he wants to do it. Amen? 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 Let's just let Jesus be Jesus. Let God do things the way God wants to do them. So what is Jesus' present ministry doing? Well, his present ministry is bringing results. Same thing he did 2,000 years ago when he was walking the earth in the flesh, bringing life, bringing restoration, bringing deliverance, bringing the restoration of life and the recreation of life. We're a new creation in Christ, restoring the lame, the wounded, the hurt, and setting the captives free. It's more than just getting a bunch of people together for some train to heaven. Oh, we're getting on the rapture train. We're getting out of here at any moment, and that's all some people want to think about. But no, let's see Jesus right now and quit just always trying to get out of here. Because he'll come when he's ready to come. But in the meantime, all you ever do is look to get out of here all the time. Well, he's not coming in some secret rapture anyway. He's coming that every eye shall see him, the Bible says. At the last trumpet, at the after the tribulation of those days, the Bible says. So we're saved to live, to possess, to occupy, to get filled up, to overflowing. Amen. This is an exciting life to be a Christian. I'm telling you, every day, the mercy of the Lord are new every morning. He's faithful every day. We live in expectancy of what he's going to do today. In John 11:44, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. See, God is taking what was bound and dead and bringing it forth to him and to the earth and commanding life into us and saying, loose him and let him go. Let him live. Let him go. Demons, let go of him. Yeah. Hey, this is the touch that changes. Moving in each area of your life from death to life, a release from and a release to. Be released from death and a release to life. Amen? We've been delivered from darkness into glory. Deliverance from death to live in life. So let's go live. Let's abide in Christ. Amen. To rise up. Let's allow Jesus to rise up in us. Remember, let God arise. Remember the scripture, let God arise. And what happens? His enemies are scattered. Hallelujah. In this time, the enemies of God get scattered. Hey, Lord, we just thank you for scattering your enemy. You rise up here on this earth. You rise up in America. And let your enemies be scattered. Let them wicked, wicked rulers that think that they have the right to just rain terror on American people, let them be scattered. We send confusion and division into their camp in Jesus' name. Confuse and divide their tongue, Lord. Let them not be able to accomplish their wickedness in the name of Jesus. Thank you that God is arising. God is arising in his people. Amen. Hey, we need to be prepared to live that life of God to its fullest, the life of God, the Zoe life of God. I'm come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. That's what he said to us in John 10:10. Hey, let's live that abundant life. Amen? What are you waiting for? Well, I'll just wait for God to zap me. Well, you got to believe first. Believe. Believe and you shall receive. Every Christian whom God uses in any capacity is going to have to first be prepared to function in that capacity that God wants you to be used in, see? Proper preparation. God wants to prepare his people. He's been preparing you all your life, but he may not know it. But preparation is the only assurance of a believer functioning effectively for the Lord. Now, many Christians desire to function effectively, but they're not willing to pay the price of being made ready for the master's usage or for whatever the Lord wants in their life that take place, see? Oh, yeah, I want you to use me, Lord, use me, Lord, use me, Lord. But no, they're not willing to do the preparation necessary to have the Lord do the work in them to get them ready so he can use you more and more and more. I mean, he'll use every one of us, right? But he wants to use us to the full capacity of our calling. And you don't maybe know your calling. You don't know what you're here for. A lot of people don't know. But God knows, and he can reveal it. Sometimes it's little by little, see, that he reveals these things. And sometimes he doesn't get to reveal them because you won't cooperate with him to allow him to prepare you so that you can walk in those things, see. So let him cooperate with the Lord. God prepares his people all through the Bible. Look at the Bible. Many were in preparation longer than others. Some took longer than others. I mean, look at Moses. What did he have to do? Spend 30 years out there on the back, 40 years on the backside of the desert, right? Each was trained differently. And God himself has a tailor-made education for you and for each one of his people, depending on the calling that he has for your life, that's the things that he has for you in your life, see? Tailor-made for you, has your name on it. But not everybody walks in what God made for them. Some people rebel against it. Some people reject it. Some people live in under these demon powers of unworthiness or guilt, and they keep them from ever going in to be all that God wants them to be. Not everybody fulfills their destinies in God. Okay? But God does have a tailor-made education for you. Amen. He does. Many are called, but few are chosen. Why are few chosen? Because they don't want to be chosen. A lot of people just don't want to be chosen. They're not willing to be chosen. They're not yielded to the Master. They're not yielded to the Lord. See? Oh, yeah. Not yielded. See, the act of preparation is to make ready for a special purpose, to make suitable, to fit, to adapt, to train, to equip, to furnish. That's the act of preparation. God is doing that to equip us, to furnish us, to train us, to adapt us, to fit us into his perfect mold for us and plan, to make us suitable for the use of the Master. See? Oh, yeah, hallelujah. The Greek idea of preparation was to make something ready to function properly. That's the Greek idea of it. And so we are and have been prepared if we have yielded to live in these last days. Amen. And all whom God will use must go through God's process of preparation. The process of preparation. And we allow that to take place and not rebel against it. See? And the church greatly needs prepared and trained spiritual believers who have been trained by the Lord in all areas that he wants to use them in spiritual warfare, in deliverance, in walking by faith. So we all walk by faith. Yeah. My. Where is the believer today just walking this way? How many? I mean, look at the churches. Look how many are not yielding to the preparation process. They're not letting God do these things in their lives. They rebel against it. Isaiah 49, 1 to 3. Let's read it. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you people from far. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft in his quiver hath he hid me. And said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Hallelujah. You're his servant. You're his son. You're his daughter. We see five things here in this verse, these three verses here. Important thing. You are called from the womb. You see that? You called from the womb. Hallelujah. Each of us is called from the womb. Before birth, the purpose for our lives are determined by God. And whether we walk in those purposes or not, they've still been determined by God. His purposes and plan for us. All of God's people have been called from the womb with a specific divine destiny to fulfill. Whether they fulfill it or not, they're called to it, okay? Some people never walk in it, but nevertheless, it's there. It's available. God's intentions for them are there. And number two, he said, he makes my mouth like a sharp sword. The Lord's going to make our mouth to speak. Man, and it's going to be like a sharp sword. What are we going to be? What are we going to have in our mouth? Well, we're going to have a sharp two-edged sword in our mouth. We're going to speak the word. We're going to speak life out there. We're going to speak deliverance to the captives. We're going to speak faith words, expectation words. We're going to, you know, we're snared by the words of our mouth. We're cursed and blessings are in the tongue, right? We better speak like a sword of God. He put a sword in our mouth. There's a lot of people who are rejecting the sharp sword. The Lord will make our mouth to speak, yet not to destroy people or condemn them, but for edification too, for building up people. See? Number three, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me. Thank you, Jesus. But this speaks of the veiling of his children during the time of preparation and the protection of his children as well. And often during the preparation time, we're hid from the eyes of the world. Moses was hidden 40 years in the backside of the desert. Jesus, 30 years until he did his 3.5 years of ministry. Right? Jesus, 30 years under the shadow of the Almighty. What the Lord works into a person during this time, he will reveal at the time of his release. See, number four, he also made me a polished shaft, an arrow. He shows how the shaft must be polished before it's used. We must be wise with the wisdom of God, see? If it has flaws, it's not going to hit the mark when it's fired. The arrowhead speaks of one's ministry in life. The shaft speaks of one's character. Many have sharp heads, but they have crooked shafts. What do you mean, crooked shaft? Well, I mean, they have no character. I mean, they lie, they cheat. They're not walking uprightly. A lot of changes need to happen to make us all he wants us to be. The word polish means to clarify, to examine, to purge, so as to brighten. The shaft's going to have to be purged, sanded, polished in order to produce an arrow that will hit its mark. Amen. And the more God plans to use an arrow, the longer and more dramatically and demanding will be its preparation. Yeah, we might not like to think of those things, right? But nevertheless, if we want to be used by the Master, we want him to use us, then we need to allow the preparatory work to take place in our lives. Number five, in his quiver he has hid me. The quiver experience is hard for a lot of people because they feel that, man, they've already experienced the progressive steps of preparation to be sent forth, and now all of a sudden I'm in a quiver, I'm hidden away in the quiver. And just waiting and asking, why, Lord? Why am I sitting in this quiver? Why aren't you using me? Why am I not seeing this God move? What's going on here? Nothing is happening. Why isn't it happening? And this is a time when a lot of Christians, they lose patience when you ought to be gaining patience. See, this is a time they want to teach you patience. By faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. We get the things of God through faith and patience in our lives. See? And there's a lot of people, they just don't want this time. They don't want to just be setting up on a shelf somewhere while God is just polishing them up and getting them in the way that he would have them to be. See? But they're just sitting there. Oh, yeah. But you should be learning patience. This is internal training here taking place. This is often the hardest part for many Christians today. But we don't realize that God has a perfect timing when you would be shot forth to hit the mark that God has ordained for your life. You're going to get shot forth. You're going to be that wonderful polished shaft with a sharp point on it that will accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. When he fires you, when he looses you out into the ministry or whatever it is you're doing to share your faith with someone or be a witness at the job or be a shining light somewhere. Hey, whatever it is, do spiritual warfare, pray and intercede and fight the good fight of faith, all these different things that God has purposes for all of us. Your life is not without purpose. If you thought that, then that you're allowing the devil to minister to you, okay? Because God has none of us here without a purpose. We're not just here by mistake. Yeah, just kind of get through life. We don't know why we're here, don't know what we're for. We don't have any purpose, right? No, that's not true. That's not true. He didn't create any of us without a purpose. He didn't get any of us born again without a purpose. We all have a purpose. God's given us one. Many of them, maybe, for some of us. See, David was anointed to be king at 17, but he didn't become king until he was 30. David had to wait in the quiver for 13 years. Yeah, there were shortcuts that he could have taken, like killing Saul and King Saul in the cave, but it would have been right. It would have been God. So David chose to wait for God's timing and not, again, go out on man's or his own timings. And will we do the same thing? Will we do the same thing? I'm in the quiver. Yeah, I can run ahead. I've done that before when I was in the quiver. Or I could just wait till God pulls me out of there to shoot me again. Shoot me out at a target. See, God reveals at his appointed time. He reveals things at his appointed time. Things will change in your business. Things will change in your home. Things will be revealed that will bring about transformation. Temptations and pressure is going to come to every one of us, though, from without and within, urging us to go ahead of God's time and get ahead of God's time and get messed up, right? Abraham did that. Pharaoh and Abraham, they got an Ishmael, and they got all messed up. They got some trouble is what they got. And getting out can cause all kinds of things. It can sometimes cause stress. Now, a lot of people right now are in stress. They are stressed out to the max. They're not sleeping well. They're troubled day in, day out. Yeah, it's a common problem. It drives people to seek help sometimes, distress. And the word stress is synonymous with pressure. Pressure. By pressure, what do we mean? We mean force exerting upon a person's body, soul, or spirit. And it might be within or it might be without an individual. It might be in your mind. It might be outside your mind. But our society right now, more than ever, is full of stress. Pressure. Pressure from within. Pressure from without. Pressure within may not be avoidable. I mean, we all live in this world. But stress is always avoidable. You don't have to be a stressed out Christian. You don't have to yield yourself over to the spirit of stress. You don't have to be dominated by stress. A lot of people just plain dominated by stress and anxiety and fears and worry, cares of life. And the list is long. And listen, I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now that people could get stressed about. If you wanted to yield to that, you could. But I'd rather yield to Jesus because I know I'm safe in his arm. I'm safe under the shadow of his wing. Right. I don't need to be stressed. Well, what about my family member that have wandered away? I'm so stressed about that. Hey, instead of being stressed about it, you need to cast them on the Lord. Are you the Holy Spirit? You going to get them saved? You going to get them right with God? You going to get them to stop doing the sins that they're involved in? No, you're not. Jesus is, though. We have to just cast our loved ones on the Lord. When they're wandering, when they're doing stupid things, when they're listening to demons, what do we need to do? Give them to Jesus and intercede for them and pray. But don't get stressed out about them. That isn't doing you any good. Stress is dangerous for your health. Stress is dangerous. See, many think stress is also unavoidable. They think it's unavoidable. I just have to be stressed. I live in this world. I'm stressed. But if it is, then these three things follow as true. If stress is unavoidable, the person undergoing stress is not responsible for it. Number two, he's a victim of what others or circumstances have done to him. Number three, he can do nothing to alleviate it. And these are not true. So stress is avoidable. See? It's not the person who is undergoing stress is not responsible for it. That's not true. You are responsible for what you allow in your temple. You are responsible. He is a victim of what others or circumstances have done to him. What, you want to be a victim? I don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be a victim. What, that would just mean if stress is unavoidable, you're just a victim of your circumstances. Poor thing. Right? No, that's not true. I mean, he could do nothing. He or she could do nothing to alleviate it. Well, that's not true either. You can cast every care on the Lord, for he cares for you. You don't have to be stressed about any care you have, any problem. Jesus is going to take care of us all the way to the end. He said he would see us through. So what are you stressing about? See? Oh, yeah. Stress like tension is in a person, not in circumstances, okay? Stress like tension is in a person, not in circumstances. People may exert pressure, but they cannot cause stress in other people. The pressure, you might give into it and give into stress. When the temptation comes through the pressure, the people choose to have or not have stress. It's up to you to make a choice on the stress stuff now. Maybe you've been doing so long, the demons of stress have come in, and they are tormenting you. And you must not get anywhere because of that stress torment. You could be in a condition today, see. Well, we could do some deliverance for stress here in a minute, in a little bit. But still, you got to get out of agreement with it. You know, if you're ever going to stay free from any demon, you got to get out of agreement with the demons. You can't just keep being in agreement and just let them come back every time. After you get delivered from it, you just let them come back in because you're in agreement with those things. God told you to be in agreement with the Word of God, not in agreement with a demon. I mean, no, he didn't call us to be in agreement with devils. But how many Christians are in agreement with devils today? Oh, well, more than I can count. More than I can count. I see them just in agreement with devils all the time. I just say, well, you know, if I say anything, they're not going to receive it. Sometimes I do say something. Sometimes I don't. I be led by the Spirit on those things, but on those things. But the fact is, many are under the control of demon spirits and don't know it, don't realize it, that a demon has got their tongue talking through them, deluding, trying to delude other people too. You know, the demons want to spread their garbage. That's why people are snared by their own tongue and they're trying to snare other people. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You're speaking out a bunch of death. When you got a demon talking through you, you're speaking death. You're not speaking life. I mean, know that. Demons don't speak life because they're not alive. I mean, they're living, but they're not living in the life of God. They're separated from the life of God, so they're walking around in death. And so what do they provide for others? When they're speaking through a person, they're providing death in one form or another, one shape or form or manifestation or another. It's going forth. Listen to people. You'll see what I'm talking about. Do experiments. Not hard to hear a demon talking to people. Happens all the time, every day. Oh, yeah. So, stress is a response to a person or persons to exert pressure, and demons are using them to exert that pressure, and they may not even know it. It also may be a response to demons that are exerting a pressure on them personally through their mind. And we know that the devil attacks the mind. He attacks in the mind. The mind's a battleground. Said it over and over. Now say it again. And so demons exert pressure on the mind and you give place to them and then stress comes in and accommodates you with being stressed out all the time. Can't sleep. I'm stressed out. I can't function. I'm stressed out. I can't work. I can't think. I'm stressed out. No, you're not. You don't have to give place to that. Stop it. Stop it. Temptation to be in anxiety and fear come. Temptation to get all stressed out. Yeah, the gas is going up. The groceries are going up. We're living a lot of days. There's going to be nuclear war. What's going to happen to me? Hey, wait a minute. Who's got you in their hand? Goodness and mercy's got you back, too. Follow you all the days of your life. What's your problem here? Do you not believe the Word of God? Do you even know the Word of God? Do you even read it? Do you even take it in? So even though the one is in stress, the person in stress may insist that his stress comes from others, the winds of circumstances in their life. You're going to have to see that he alone is responsible for the stress that he has allowed upon his body and his mind, and he's put on his mind and his body himself. Think about that. Got open doors there. to be ministered to by a stress devil. Because you need to close the door, slam it in the devil's face. Slam it in those people who's exerting that pressure upon you. Slam it in their face. Amen. Stress is the result of habitual wrong responses. Stress is sin. Stress is demons. Stress is performing one's own wrongful or sinful ways of thinking. See? Yeah, it's a body-harming response and a response to pressure. See? So, Satan, he's out tempting you to receive by his pressure. How many know there's a lot of pressure right now? Pressuring temptation to stress. Yeah. The person may also be tormented by inner pressures such as guilt from undealt with sin or unforgiveness or bitterness in them. Could be what's going on there, why the stress is there. See? Because those pressures are creating the stress from the guilt they're living with or the unforgiveness that they're holding on to. Or they have anger eating them up, ready to explode like a pressure cooker. They've got a pressure cooker demon working in them that is ready to blow up. All the work and the lies of demons. That's what it is, though. Worry, fear. There are also inner pressures, and often demons which need to be cast out, which people are yielding to. Well, they might do well for a few weeks, and then off they go again. The pressures comes and the fear is there. The stress is there. And here they are, stressed out again. Oh, what am I going to do? I'm stressed out. Stressed out. That's the way God wants his people to live, stressed out. You think Jesus is stressed out right now, sitting up there on the throne? All stressed out. Whoa, what's Satan doing now? What, is he going to get so-and-so? Is he going to get my people to turn on me? Oh, I'm so stressed out about that. You think so? I don't think there's any devils up there. I'm sorry. There's no devils on the throne with Jesus. He doesn't have demons. He's not stressed out. He's not worried how things are all going to turn out. He's not worried that the gas prices are going up. He's not worried that the food prices are going up. He says, I'm going to provide all you need according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hey, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's going to be all right. But some people let everything get to them. Everything gets to them. Yet the proper biblical response is to cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. Cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. Cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. Meditate that. Think on that until it becomes your reality, until it takes place in your life when these things rise up and the pressures rise up and all this stuff going on. Yeah. You must know another person's sin cannot make you sin. You will not sin by responding to it unless you choose to. You have a choice. You have a will. Okay? Your sin will not make you sin. You choose to sin if you're going to. You have a will. You have a choice. And see, when Christians respond wrongly, they may set loose harmful responses in their body, right? And that is their own fault, no one else's, right? The devil tempted them, yeah, but you gave place to the devil. The Bible says neither give place to the devil, see? So we don't want to give place to the devil. We all want to blame somebody else, just like Adam did. Well, it was the woman that you gave me, Lord. It was her fault. But no, if he had followed the Bible, stress would not have been able to get a foothold in this Christian. Well, or that Christian, or so-and-so, like anger. You know, we're going to have to be taught the biblical response for anger. Let not the sun go down on your anger. That's a biblical response. Or you could get demons, right? If you keep that stuff in there, you could pick up devils by letting the sun go down on your demons. You're not dealing with them. You're not dealing with the anger. You let it stay there. You're allowing the temptation to continue. And if you allow the temptation to continue, you yield to the anger and the demon come in. Many times. Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto its hearers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. A bit of anger, you're going to have to respond by building the other up with our words. That's right. You thus destroy. If you do that, you destroy the problem that has arisen. See? Stress doesn't occur. We have stopped the enemy. And that's the whole goal here. We have to stop the enemy. When he comes with the pressure, comes with the junk and the pressure is rising, the blood pressure is rising, whatever, you know, we have stopped the enemy. We've got to stop him. We've got to shut him down. Let not the sun go down on your anger. Let not, don't stay angry. Paul was surely under tremendous pressure. The care of all the churches, right? That's what it says in the Bible. Man, he should have had ulcers. He should have had heart problems, colitis, all this stuff. Hey, if the current pressure stress view is true, and it's not, but you know, it is for many because that's become their reality. See, they buy into the media, to the lies, to the deception of the hour, the deception of the day, right? Yet he had none of those physical problems. Paul did because he responded biblically to the pressure, to these pressures of the church, to the pressures of all the people and the ministry and all the things. You know, it can be very, you know, pressure dealing with things in the ministry, dealing with people, because that's what the ministry is dealing with people, right? That's a major part of it. Yeah. Jesus didn't get ulcers over the going to the cross. He prayed for those who condemned him and put him up on that cross. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do, right? So the idea that pressure equals stress is a false worldview programmed by the devil. Okay? That's right. Stress, pressure equals stress is a false worldview. No, pressure and sinful or wrong response to pressure equals stress. See, that's what happens. You have a wrong response. You give place to the devil through this and have a wrong response to the pressure out there. That equals stress. That's the right one. You know? Pressure and right biblical response equals peace. See? But pressure and a simple or wrong response will equal stress. And that's the wrong response. See? You get stress. But pressure and the right biblical response equals the peace of God that passes understanding. That's what God would have us to live in all the days of our life, see? So what about healing? Could a person lose his healing too? Well, yeah, people can lose their healing. People can give up their healing. And Peter walked on the water, and that was a miracle. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus, looked upon the circumstances and the conditions around him, he began to sink, right? You remember the story? The true story, right? How many have sunk today? Sunk. And are sinking, looking at the wrong things, listening to the wrong voices, listening to the devil to look at it, what the devil's doing. They're getting stressed out. They're sinking. They're giving up their healing. So with those who get their eyes off the Lord and begin to look at the symptoms and listen to the unbelief, they may have a recurrence. They may get sick. They may get this problem. They may have their sickness return to them because they're not keeping their eyes on Jesus. But God's best for us all is divine health, a healthy life without sickness and disease. And we need to believe that. Health should be the normal experience of every Christian. That's God's plan for the believer. And it was God's plan under the Old Testament, so wouldn't it be the God's plan under the New Testament? I give you scripture from both Old Testament and New Testament. Let's go to Exodus 23. Exodus 23. Verse 20, 25 and 26 here. Hallelujah. It says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thee young nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. In other words, he'll give you a long life. You'll have all your days. You won't be cut short. And then today, I mean, can that be for you today? Yes, it can be for you today. Right? And 3 John 2, what does that say? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Yeah, above all things. Above all things that you be in health and prosper. Huh? Sickness should be the exception in our lives, not the rule. Oh, I'm just sick all the time. Well, are you a hypochondriac? You need deliverance from that spirit? We should all read Psalm 91 and also Psalm 103. So these ought to be things that you meditate on until you get it. A lot of people just don't get it because they don't spend enough time thinking about the Word of God and weighing it out and believing it. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, that's COVID, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, COVID. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the serpent, the lion, and the adder, and the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life, I will sanctify him and show him my salvation. That's powerful, powerful, powerful. You think on that. Think on that until it becomes real to you. See? It needs to be your reality. Remember Psalms 103, just a little highlight here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There's a lot of benefits to the Lord. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who sanctifieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Let's think on this. Let's meditate on this. Let's focus on these verses of the Bible. If you do, you're going to see a renovation taking place inside of you. Okay? We need to read it over and over till it becomes part of us. The word at these times especially is going to have to become our reality. It's going to have to become a bigger reality than what's trying to be forced upon us through these outside forces of evil and the pressures they're trying to put to get you to give in and yield to them and get stressed out about it. Oh, yeah. God's best is living in divine health. But sometimes the devil has gotten through. We've all been sick at times in our life. The enemy got through because we didn't stand fast in the Word of God. Didn't stand, something happened. Some way the enemy got through our defenses. We didn't have any defenses up. Our hedge was broken down. The little foxes are spoiling the vine. The snake is biting. But God's best is living in divine health, regardless of whatever happened to you, what your experience is, what my experience is, don't matter. What God says is what matters. But just as it says in 1 John 1:9, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, right? And if we get sick, we have a healer. Jesus is our healer as well as our sin offering. That's who he is, right? He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my save. He saved me. He's my salvation. He's your salvation. Oh, what are you doing? Why are you stressing? Remember, it said his body was marred so badly on the cross in Isaiah. Why was his body? Because he bore our sicknesses and diseases in his own body. By his stripes we were healed. Yet we must believe and accept this. Just as we accepted our salvation and received Jesus as salvation, yet we should take care of our body, sure, of course, as much as possible. But ultimately, it is our faith and trust in God's keeping and healing power that will cause us to stay in health all the days of our life, if we can believe that. If you lose your health, all the prosperity in the world is worthless, right? I mean, you're bound and you can't do God's work. I mean, feel like going out and witnessing to the world about Jesus when you're sick. Not fun. So we know that the enemy wants to disable us and dismobilize us where we're not mobile by making you sick. And so we rebuke sickness and disease. We don't receive it in Jesus' name. Okay? We don't receive it in Jesus' name. So Satan, he's after your health. He's after your wealth. He's after your peace. He wants to keep you stressed. He's after you. There he is. And it's ongoing spiritual warfare, folks. The food industry, the medical industry, they're loaded with devils, people. Spirits of death and sickness, lies, deceptions, coercion, and trickery and treachery. Oh, yeah. I know we don't want to think that. Oh, we want to think that they only have our best in mind and they wouldn't hurt us and all the food is healthy, but all the food is not healthy. It's full of things that will cause you to be sick and weaken your immunity, tear down your immune system, things that are not good for your body, things that will clog up the artery, things that will cause you physical issues in your body. That's all by design to keep the medical system full of money being pumped into it because people get sick off of the standard American disease diet. Oh, my. We could talk about this one. We're at war to maintain health, folks. The whole world that lies in wickedness is out to steal, kill, and destroy your life and mine. They want to make us sick. They want the world system wants you to be unhealthy, wants you to be messed up physically and mentally and emotionally. And, of course, spiritually, they don't want you to ever know Jesus. If you do, they want to try to get you off of the right believing into a polluted, distorted believing that is not accurate according to the Word of God. Yeah. So many believe that everything, the food and the media industry, the medical industry, which is the money-making industry, want to believe everything they tell. And yet it's full of demons and lies. Full of it. I mean, there's times that the medical industry can help you. And I'm not telling anybody not to go to them, but what if they won't take you? Now there's a lot of refusing to treat anybody who hasn't been jabbed with the deadly vaccination. What are you going to do if they won't take you? Or because you're a Christian. Right now, hospitals in different countries right now are not seeing people if they're Russian. They'll just let them die. They won't let them come into the hospital if they're Russian. Now, what is that? What next thing is going to be if you're a Christian, they're not going to treat you. So we need to get a hold of God in this area. We need to believe that we are going to be healthy all the days of our life, that we are going to be safe from the accidents that the devil tries to throw our way, from broken bones, things that we'd have to go in there to that medical establishment for. But, as your faith is being unto you, that's what Jesus said, right? So do you believe that you can live free of that establishment of evil? And I know, granted, there's some healthy people in there. Some people do still. But many of them, it's just about the money. And the treatments, they all have side effects. You read some of these prescription drug side effects. There must be 50 things on some of them drugs, right? 50 side effects. And you're going to put that in your body? You need to learn to discern in all things, or the enemy will set you to, he will get through your defenses. If you're not discerning, so many Christians have little or no defenses to these lies and attacks of the enemy through the food industry, through the medical industry, through the financial industry. Oh, yeah, just go use that credit card. Just charge it up to the max and keep it there and just make the minimum payment, and you just keep your good credit rating. Why do we have to be in the world's credit rating, and why do we have to play that game? Well, I want to borrow money. Well, get me this and get me that and get me this. And you buy into it, and you go over your head in debt, and you're in bondage to mammon. Off to work you go. You owe your soul to the company, right? But you have to work. Off to work I go every day. But you have to, because you got to pay the bills, right? Right. And God said, if a man don't work, he don't eat. So I understand working is good. But there's a lot of lies to get your money, and to get you into debt, and to get you messed up, see, financially, and other areas too. Like we said, the medical industry, the food industry, and the commerce as a whole. So they just believe what they're told and what they read. And while they die off so often, prematurely, don't live out their full years like God said he would give us, they take the demon jab, submit to all types of pharmakeia and sorcery, and many lies, folks. Many lies where health and healing are concerned. Many lies where money is concerned. Many lies where food is concerned. Hey, there's a big industry built on lies and deception. All about separating people from their money. Yeah. Like I said, there's sometimes a need for medical field for some people. Okay? Because it's a world system. It's in bondage because it's a world system. So the whole world lies in wickedness. So there's a lot of corruption. I'm not saying there aren't godly people in the medical system still. There are Christians. There are people that think they're doing the best they can do for other people. And I'm not saying that there isn't, okay? But many times, a lot of the medical profession, they simply have their information wrong. And want to put people on all these drugs when really a healthy diet, they wouldn't even need to be on those drugs. They did the right things for the physical body. God has put all kinds of healing things on the earth for us to heal the body. But that's another story. I don't have time to get into that now. We're going to just close this part of the program out here because I could go on and on these things that people are in bondage. Yeah, too, because they bought into the lies of the world system. I mean, the whole world lies in their wickedness. They tell lies because they bought a lie. And if you buy a lie, you're going to promote a lie. So you can't help it because you bought into a lie, so therefore, what do? You propagate that lie on others. And it just keeps getting propagated, and everybody thinks that a lie is the truth because it's been said so much. It's in books, it's in textbooks, it's in this, it's in that. People are always saying it. So it must be the truth, right? No, not necessarily. Does it line up with the Word of God? Does it line up with real truth? Huh. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free when you know it. But if you don't know it, you're still in bondage to the lie, see? And so many people, they're in bondage to the lie because they have not come upon real truth. They have not dug in until they found out what the truth is. They have not been sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit to tell them the truth. And they've not looked into things about the human body to find out the truth and what's best for their body, and on and on. So this can go of things that reasons that people keep believing the lie. Oh, yeah, people that are saved, they die early sometimes because they believe the lies. Yeah, well, the thing is, though, we're all going to die, right? But God says, with a long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. The devil wants to steal that away and shorten your life and bring death. He's about stealing and killing and destroying. Let's not allow that thief to have access to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's resist the devil in all ways possible, every way possible, and he will flee. He will not have his way with you and me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is good news, folks, because it's the truth. You know, God wants us to walk in the truth. He wants us to walk in his life, in his abundance, in his health, in his goodness, in his grace, in his mercy, in his compassion, in his love. All these good things. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Amen. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. And the whole world below lies in wickedness. But we receive from above. Amen. That's why we're lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting to receive the things from above. Amen. I lift up my hands, Lord, to you and receive every good and perfect gift from above. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the good and perfect gifts from above, Father. Thank you that you love us, Father, that you love us enough to give us truth. It's there for the having, for those who will dig for it, those who will look for it. They will have it. They will be liberated from bondage. Thank you for your liberating power, Lord. Thank you for the liberation truth. Thank you, Lord, that people will be able to receive the truth and reject the lies, Father, that their discernment will not be stolen from them by the thief, Father, where they just don't discern truth, and every lie that comes their way, somebody spouts off a lie, they believe it, they receive it. Instead, Lord, let us be steadfast. Let them be steadfast in the truth. Let us be steadfast in the truth. Not be moved from the reality of your word and your reality of your truth, the heavenly truth from above, Father, instead of the lies of the earth who lies in wickedness. No, thank you. I don't receive it. I don't receive your lies, devil. Amen. I receive the truth. You know, God wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. He wants your business to be blessed. If you have a business, he wants your job to bless you and provide abundantly for you through your job or other ways too, that he'll bless you. Just to know that the Lord is good and he's going to provide for his children even in this time where people giving place to stress and getting stressed out over the things they see coming upon the earth. The Bible says men's heart will be failing them for fear over the things coming on the earth. Yeah, unbelieving men, it should be, not Christians, but it didn't differentiate, because some Christians are going to give place to that fear too, right? But just say, not I, Jesus, not me, Lord. I'm going to trust in you with all my heart. Amen? I'm going to trust in you with all my heart. Thank you, Jesus. All right, praise the Lord. All right, we're going to go on now, take a little intermission because we're running out of time. So we want to do some deliverance tonight, especially want to deal with the stress areas. So we'll do that tonight before we go. So let's go ahead and take a little intermission, and we'll come back and deal with devil.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
He shall give his angels charge over thee,
all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands,
and thou dash thy foot against the stone. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. It shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee.
Amen. Shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against these spirits tonight in Jesus' name. I renounce all spirits of stress, tension, anxiety, nervousness, trepidation, fear, fear of the future. All these spirits in these families here, we rebuke them in Jesus' name. Give you notice that you have to come out now in Jesus' name. Every one of you. You have to start coming out right now. We come against that spirit of stress. In the name of Jesus, we give it place to it, then we cast it out now in Jesus' name. You don't want to keep it. Come out. All that stress. Come out. 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 Come out, all those stress devils, you come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the way out in the name of Jesus. All that stress attached to the back of the neck of your spinal column, you come out of the spinal column in Jesus' name. Come out of the spinal column. Come out of the neck. Come out of the back. In Jesus' name, all those stress spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We cast every care on the Lord in Jesus' name. All that stress, you keep coming out, 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 out. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. All that stress about the finances, stress about the future, stress about the gasoline, and stress about all these different things going on with family members or spouses or at work. Stress, come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, come out, come out, come out. We renounce you, we reject you, we cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We command that OCD to come out. Fear is causing OCD. You come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of OCD. Come out in the name of Jesus. You come out. Somebody requested prayer for that. You come out, OCD. Come out in the name of Jesus. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. I bind you. I break the curse. I break your power. I break your control. You come out in Jesus' name. All the way out, OCD. Come out, come out, come out. All those spirits causing that OCD. You have to come out right now. We rebuke you. The Lord rebukes you. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come all the way out. All the way, all the way, all the way. Up and out. Up and out of the mind. Up and out of the body. Come out. All the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, all the way out, Jesus' name, all that tension, you come out, tension, come out, tension, nervous tension, nervousness, tension, come out, 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 all the way out, all that tension, come out, in the name of Jesus, you have to go, tension, tension spirits, come out. Nervousness, come out, come out, come out. Sleeplessness, come out, come out. Insomnia, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Sleeplessness, come out, come out. Worrying at night, come out. Worrying spirits, come out, come out. They cause sleeplessness, come out, come out, come out, come out. Insomnia, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Sleeplessness, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. We rebuke these spirits. He's just trying to make people miserable. That's what demons do, though. They try to make you miserable, or they try to, live out their perverted the nature through you. And you think you're feeling good, but the Bible says the pleasure sin just for a little season. It doesn't last, right? Just the pleasure sin for a season, but that season is short. And then the problems are there from the sin. Because, you live in sin, it's costly, right? It has a price to come out of there all the way out, all the way out. Keep coming out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, frustration, frustrated spirits, come out, 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 frustration, come out, come out. Come out all the way out. We rebuke you, frustration. We rebuke tiredness, spirit of tiredness and lethargy, lethargic spirits. You come out. Come on, all that lethargy. Come out, tiredness, spirit of tiredness. Come out in Jesus' name. Tired all the time. Come out all the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Apply the blood of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood now. Come on, that lethargic spirit. Come out. Lethargy. Come out. Come out. Come out. Tiredness. Come out. Come out. Come out. The spirit that makes you feel detached. You're never a part of anything. That detachment spirit. Come out. We break the curse of detachment. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, indigestion, spirit that calls you have indigestion because you're worrying, you're troubled. Come out, indigestion, come out, come out, come out. The spirit working in the tummy, come out in the digestive system. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, keep coming out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out. Come on, keep going right now. You have to go. All the way out, all the way out. Those double-minded spirits that bring instability in your life, those double-minded spirits, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the double-minded man, a woman, unstable in all their ways. Come out, double-mindedness, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Spirit of the lies, come out. The mountain of lies, come out. The stronghold of lies, we rebuke those lies in Jesus' name. Command them to come out of there. That stronghold of lies. Some people just have such strongholds of lies in their life that it is amazing that they have so many lies ministering to them and receiving them. What is it? What's going on here? That you're receiving all these lies over and over and over, and there's a stronghold of lies. So we just command that mountain of lies to move in Jesus' name. Move, move, move. Move in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out of it. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. That stronghold of lies. You move in Jesus' name. Move, move, move. Up and out of it. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Go, go. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All that stronghold of lies, lying spirits, the ministering lies to you, come out in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them. Let them go. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Keep going. Keep going. Come on out. All the way out. Up and out of there. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you, lying spirits. Come out. In Jesus' name, the guilt spirit too, you come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the guilt, that it's your fault. Everything happening, your fault. The way somebody is your fault. No, no. It's their own choices, not your fault. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go. That's just the spirit of guilt trying to torment you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on all the way out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of there, all the way, all the way, all that, all the way. Come on. All the anxiety, you come out. Anxiety over how you're going to pay your bills. How am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to do all this with all, everything going up and being on a fixed income or this, that, or the other? You come out of there right now. The anxiety, the worry, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, up and out, in Jesus' name. Come out of there, go, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you, demon. You come up out of there, in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out. You know, I just to tell you the truth, you know, if you're a tither to the Lord, he's going to take care of you. I mean, he's going to make sure that your needs are met, that you have food on your table. You're able to pay your bills. If you put him first in your finances, he'll put you first with money too. You get, you step over into God's economy. That's where you're blessed. That's where the blessing is, okay? You get out of God's economy and live in mammon's economy, the economy of this world, then probably you won't have enough. Probably things will have. You probably have some problems. But you take step over into God's economy. Yeah, will a man rob God? Wherewith, you say, have I robbed you? Well, you've robbed him in the tithes and offerings. The tithes belong to the Lord anyway. You know, you don't have a right to even have those because the 10% of everything you make is automatically God. He said, you've robbed me because it belonged to him in the first place. I mean, this is for your blessing. And you wonder why you're not being blessed. But some people, they can't figure out. They're Christians. They can't figure out why they're not being blessed, why they're not being provided for. Well, you're not tithing. You know? You're not putting Jesus first in your finances. You're not in God's economy. You're staying in the world's economy because you're robbing God, right? Yeah, that spirit of robbing God, you come out right now. Come out in the name of Jesus, those spirits of robbing God, thievery, robbing God of what is his. Come out, 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 come out. Those stingy demons too, come out. Stingy, make you stingy. What's mine is mine and nobody else's, you know. I'm not sharing with nobody. Yeah, well, that's the wrong attitude, see. Given it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, right? That's how things work in the kingdom economy. you come out of it, all the way out, all that stingy spirit, come out, in Jesus' name, that selfish, stingy, come out, in Jesus' name, go, all the way out, go, 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 come out, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there, go, go, the spirit of poverty, the curse of poverty, we break the curse of poverty, break the curse of financial bondage and debt. You come out right now, those spirits of poverty and financial bondage, bondage to mammon, bondage to debt, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, never enough spirit, you come out too, come out, we break those curses, generational curses of never enough, never having enough, come out, can't meet the bill, come out, 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 all the way out, come out in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there, loose them and let them go. The blood of Jesus against these spirits. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. All the way out. Up and out of there. All the way. Poverty. I break the power of poverty. Break the control of poverty. You come out, poverty. All that poverty spirit. All that never enough spirit. Come out. 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 Come out, bondage to credit cards, come out, come out, come out, just charging them up where you can't pay them off, come out, in Jesus' name, come out, the bondage to credit card, bondage to mammon, come out, all the way out, bondage to mammon, you got to go, all the way out of there, the blood of Jesus is against you, demons, you got to go, angels, sword these demons in the name of Jesus, you come out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, listen and let them go. All that spirit of anger, pressure cooker, ready to explode all the time. Come out. Come out, anger. Come out, pressure cooker. Come out. 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 All that anger, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your hold. Loosen and loosen and loosen and let them go right now. In the name of Jesus, demons, we're talking to you. That's right. You have to let go of people. If they don't want you, you have to go. They've renounced you. You have to go. Come out. They want you out. Come out. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Anger. Pressure cooker spirit. Explosive temper. Come out. 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 That meanness. You come out. Be mean. Come out. All that meanness. Come out. All that misery. Be miserable. Come out. Come out, the miserable person. Yeah, the demons will make you miserable. Yeah, especially with the generational spirit going on that you have there. Come out, all that misery. Come out, come out, all that spirit of misery. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I didn't say misery, I said misery. Come out all the way out. All that misery, come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out, all that apathy, just apathetic about things and about the Lord, all that apathy, come out, 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 apathy, go in the name of Jesus right now, go, 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 go. Breathe them out, cough them out, yawn them out, let them go all the way out. Let them go. Cough a few times. Get moving. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Discouragement. Come out. Disappointment. Come out. Come on. All the way out. Discouragement. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. We're talking to you, demons. Go. Keep going. Keep moving. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now, demons. We're talking to you. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Indecision. Can't make a decision. Come out. You're undecided. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Indecision. Hard to make a decision. You come out of there. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out in decisiveness. Come out, come out, come out, come up out of there, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out now. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, keep going. Keep loosing people and let them go. Keep loosing people and let them go all the way. Bind you. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You come out of there. Indecision. Can't make the decision. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. In Jesus' name. That moodiness, you come out. The moodiness of being moody. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go. Keep going. All the way, that moodiness, come out, 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 go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Keep going, keep going, keep going, all the way out, all the way out, up and out. Blood of Jesus right now. Lord, we ask you to seal the deliverance to people tonight that they've received. I pray, Lord, for grace to keep what they got and, Lord, to continue to be delivered, Father, from every remnant of these things and to be able to change their habit patterns in their life where they've consistently yielded to these things for years and pray that they'll be able to not yield to them anymore because, hey, it's a new way of living. Once the demon is gone, unless you continue with the habit, then the demon will come back. So, hey, get rid of the stress and stay rid of it by not yielding. When the pressure comes and gets on you heavy, don't yield to it. Amen? Amen. Well, Lord, bless you tonight in Jesus' name. And thank you for listening. And the Lord be with you this weekend. Give you a blessed weekend. And just keep Jesus in, on your mind and your spirit all the time and let him fill you to overflowing. Amen. Amen. Website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com. Mailing address, P.O. Box 50162. That's Billings, Montana, 50162 is the P.O. And the zip is 59105. And again, thank you for listening. And if you'd like to email me, theoasis1@localnet.com, theoasis1, the number one, at localnet.com. All right. Well, we are out of time tonight, so goodbye now. Love you. Amen. Okay. Well, in Jesus' name, I pray you be healed of every attack on your body, every malady, every discomfort, every rebuke, every sickness, every disease, every attack of the enemy upon your physical body, and command your body to be whole in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. For the glory of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I thank you for a long and healthy life for you in Jesus' name. May the Lord heal every malady, every evil work of the enemy against your physical body. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your healing, Lord, right now. Amen. Amen. God is our healer, and he's the one. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty signs and wonders and healing done by the name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, good night, folks. Love you. Thank you for tuning in.